European ships have been using the harbour at what is now known as Louisbourg on Cape Breton Island in Nova Scotia since the late 1500s. In the early 1700s, the French military established a fortress, which is now a National Historic Site. Francine Pertus is one of the people on hand to bring the fortress of Louisbourg to life.
Back in the 18th century, the folks needed a base to continue their lucrative cod fishery. They had for 100 years fished off the coast of Newfoundland, and they were settled at Placentia, Newfoundland. And by the Treaty of Utrecht that ended the War of the Spanish Succession, Newfoundland became British territory. So these fishermen needed another land base to process the codfish they were catching. They have to process it immediately because there's no refrigeration in the 18th century, so they had to have a place where they could dry and salt the codfish before putting it on merchant ships, sending it to France, where the King of France was selling it in France, Spain, and Portugal, and making lots of money. So this was a fishing community. It started as a fishing community. It became the largest fortress in North America because the King of France, of course, wanted to protect his economic interests. It was also the fourth busiest trading port in North America after Boston, New York, and Charleston. An average of 100 merchant ships a year would sail into Louisbourg Harbor, ships from France, from the French West Indies, from the New England colonies when they weren't at war with the English, from Quebec, and from Acadia. The ships all sailed into the harbor bringing the goods from their countries, and they came here to load onto their ships that salted and dried codfish and take it back to their colonies.
So it obviously had a very important lifetime for a while. What happened to it then that sort of meant it, that it's not the thriving port now that it was then?
Well, there was in 1745, there was an attack on this fortress. It was 4,000 New England troops and strong British naval support that attacked this fortress. And after a siege of about 6 to 8 weeks, they were successful in capturing it. They put the French on ships. They sent them all back to France. And the English occupied this fortress from 1745 until 1748. Then in 1748, they signed the Treaty of Aix-la-Chapelle that ended the War of the Austrian Succession. And by the terms of that treaty, Cape Breton Island was given back to the French. The French came back and started living here again, started catching the codfish, drying it, salting it, trading with the other countries. The military came back. Life resumed much as it had during Louisbourg's first occupation, and there were many peaceful years here. But then during the Seven Years' War in 1758, there was a final attack against the fortress. This time, when the French were sent back to France, the English were concerned that when the war would finish, perhaps they would give Cape Breton Island back to the French, as had been done previously. If that happened, they didn't want them to come back and have a fortified town to come back to. So in 1760, the British hired zappers, men skilled in the use of explosives, and they planted explosives at various locations throughout the fortress walls, and they did a systematic demolition of all Louisbourg's fortifications. They didn't bother to destroy each individual dwelling, each home, each warehouse, storehouse that was here, but the English garrison withdrew in 1768, and for almost 200 years, this place was basically abandoned. It fell into ruins until in 1928 it was declared a National Historic Site. In 1935-36, the McLennan Center was built, two stone buildings that are here on the site that are modern government buildings of the 1930s. And we had a lady by the name of Catherine McLennan who worked here for 25 years. She built a model of the fortress, and visitors would come to the McLennan Center. She would show them this model. She'd tell them the history of Louisbourg by showing them the model. Then in the late 1950s, because people were changing over to heat their homes using oil as a fuel instead of heating with coal, coal mines were closing all across Canada. This had a particularly devastating effect on Cape Breton Island, where for many years our two major industries were steel making and coal mining. So with the coal mines closing, there was a lot of unemployment. The Canadian government was being pressured to do something to alleviate this unemployment. So in 1961, the Canadian government, it was Diefenbaker, who was Prime Minister of Canada at the time, started a project to do a partial reconstruction of the Fortress of Louisbourg. And the original workers that built these buildings that are here today, they were the unemployed coal miners. We had specialists come over from France to teach them how to do the building techniques of the 18th century. The project was announced in 1961. In 1968, the King's Bastion, the largest building on the site, was officially open to the public. Little by little, the other buildings were reconstructed and open to the public. It was around 1983 that the fortress was completed as you see it here today, and we are now the largest National Historic Site in Canada.
And what do you think is the importance of visiting a site like this?
Well, for each individual, they get something different from their visit, and we do try to make our site enjoyable. We hope that anybody who comes here can enjoy their day with us. They can taste food that's cooked according to the 18th century recipes. They can smell the wood burning on the fires. They can partake in our musket and cannon firings. This is a new program we have where visitors can come here. They get some training in handling the black powder, and they can fire a musket or fire a cannon. We have special programs for children where they spend time with the gardeners, where they spend time with fishermen, where they spend time with soldiers, and they learn about the aspects of Louisbourg for children in the 18th century. So people who come really do enjoy themselves, and people are surprised. They think they're going to come here for an hour or two. They often spend the full day with us. I've seen many people come back a second day as well and still have lots to see. Our folks who are in 18th century costume play the role of actual residents who lived here in Louisbourg in the 18th century, and they really bring the place to life.
That's Francine Pertus from the Fortress of Louisbourg in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. For more information, visit fortressoflouisbourg.ca.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.